Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. I think I'm right. In this befallen time repeat cycle system, where every day is the same, nothing new under the sun, wouldn't it be better to be addicted to something healthy than to be addicted to something unhealthy? And if you think about it, if we're addicted to something unhealthy, somewhere deep down, we either hate ourselves, or we love death, or we've been programmed or mind controlled or abused or something. But if you start being addicted to health, you're changing the program. In other words, instead of doing something unhealthy at that moment, whatever it is, even a thought, it could be a thought, thoughts are addictive. Instead of having an addictive thought to the negative side, why not have a thought to the positive side? Why not be addicted to the word? Why not be addicted to the truth? Why not be addicted to reality? The truth is reality. The lies are, you know, death and lies are the anti-reality. The truth is reality. Tell me if I'm wrong. Addicted to health. When you sweat, it's healthy. When you exercise, it's healthy. When you move around, it's healthy. When you lay in the bed for a long time, it's not healthy. Unless you just need to rest, you know. But I'm just talking about being lazy. We're born into a death cult. This is a death cult. It's hard to break the program because that's what you're born in. But everything around you is the death cult. I mean, people cursing, people getting mad at each other, shooting each other, road rage, over stupid stuff. They're not going to get there any faster. Why are they? Think about road rage. They're trying to get to work or trying to get somewhere really fast. Somebody gets in their way and they get mad. Or somebody's tailgating somebody for no reason. What is that about? They're trying to get to a destination because they're trying to achieve a goal, and they end up shooting somebody, and they lose their whole destiny's to completely destroyed. Do you understand? That logic, that's not even logic. That's insanity. The destiny they're trying to reach, they get mad and tailgate somebody and try to destroy them because they're blocking their destiny, but they end up destroying themselves because they're not ever going to get to the destiny after that. The logic makes no sense. Their logic is, everybody else is in my way. You're in my way, get out of my way. But the reality is, the truth behind that is, this is what I'm talking about. Tell yourself the truth. Is that person in front of you your enemy? Let's just think about road rage. No, that person in front of you is not your enemy. It's just another mirror image of a you that you, an alternate universe you, because they made different decisions. We all came from the same source, but everybody makes a different decision. And so I just saw somebody just now, she's looked over like she was mad because somebody was in her way. See, that mindset is selfish. Me, I'm the only one that counts. My goal is the only goal that matters. Nobody else's goal matters. Nobody else's drive matters. My stuff's more important than everybody else's, which is a lie. Pieces of the pie, pieces of the whole pie, thinking that they're the whole. Corporations do it too. Corporations should be in business to serve others, serve employees, give somebody a job, serve the community, give people something to do, grow the country. But the corporations turn it into just money, 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 money. Do you understand? This is why I've come to the conclusion, I think I'm only going to invest in companies that are have a good worldview. Find out what their worldview is. Might even drive over, talk to the employees. Hey, do these people treat you right? Yeah, they're good people. I'm going to invest in this company. Just go to the company and say, to the employees, do they treat you right? Yeah, they treat us really good. All right, I'll invest in this one. You see what I'm saying? Invest in healthy companies. Invest in health. Mind, body, soul, spirit. Invest in something healthy, not something unhealthy. A healthy mind, a healthy soul. The Bible says, whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. So why are people getting drunk? They've been brainwashed by the system. There's this right there on the Bible, in the book of Hosea, whoredom, wine, and new wine take away your heart. So do you want a healthy heart? And I'm not talking about physical, I'm talking about a good heart. You would think everybody would want a good heart. But the drinking, the drugging, the running the streets, all that takes away your heart. Takes away your mind and your heart and your soul. For real. Why would you do something that's not healthy? It's a death cult. It's a death wish. It's a spiral downward. Why do spiral downward stuff? Don't make sense. And it's really common sense. You don't have to be a deep thinker to hear what I'm saying. You already know it. Why are you doing something unhealthy? Why are you not doing healthy stuff? Why is everything you're doing, every choice you make is unhealthy? You got to ask yourself, you can't blame anybody else. It's you. You're doing it. Why? And you can't blame it on the food prices, because if you fast, if you skip a meal, let's say you eat 2 or 3 meals a day and you don't eat snacks, it's actually cheaper. You can eat eggs and liver pudding, and that's the healthiest meal out there. Those are superfoods. Some dark chocolates, $2. Eat a piece of that every day. Some chicken. Chicken's cheap. It's a choice. It's a choice. We choose, like right now, on my way to work. If I don't have an option to eat something that's decent, I just don't eat. I'll go at lunch, get some eggs and bacon at lunch. If all I have is a McDonald's piece of plastic, why eat? It's only destroying me. It's not helping me. If I go without eating, I'm healing my body, because fasting heals your body. Seriously. If you get addicted to healthy food, you don't go back, because you feel so much better. Why would you go back to feeling sick? Do you know what I'm saying? If you get addicted to eating healthy, drinking healthy, you don't go backwards. You go forward. Why? How can you go backwards? There's no way to go backwards once you know the truth. That's why the truth sets you free. The truth will set you free.